Have you ever gotten into an argument with your spouse over a posting on social media? Well, you're not the only one. A new study finds a link between divorce and Facebook. And here to talk about this, we have a family law attorney, Jacqueline Newman, joins us on the Kogo News Live Line. Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us on San Diego's Afternoon News.
Thanks so much for having me.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this story. My wife or slash husband doesn't want me to keep in touch with old friends of the opposite sex because it could lead to problems, and so they don't. And I always think to myself, how sad you lose a friendship because of that.
Yeah, no, it happens all the time. I mean, I think that there are more and more affairs that are taking place because of Facebook, and people are reconnecting with high school sweethearts and the like. And so, I mean, I can understand why people have that concern, but I would agree if you're in a healthy marriage, you'd like to think that people can be friends without being tempted.
So why then is Facebook leading to divorces because of old flames rekindling?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily automatically leading to divorces. I think what's happening is that you have people that may be in unhappy marriages, feeling lonely, and they have this outlet. And a lot of times if you reconnect with your high school sweetheart, for an example, you know, everybody goes back to a place, you know, a happier time that they may have been, more carefree. And, you know, it does lead probably to affairs and people kind of recreating their youth, and then ultimately leads to a situation where they may, you know, cheat, and then that might lead to a divorce.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This study found a link between social media use and decreased marriage quality in just about every model they tried to analyze. In other words, if you spend a lot of time in social media, I mean, is that something you see couples come to you, or maybe a husband or a wife comes to you and says, look, I can't stand it anymore. I got to get out of this marriage. And in exploring that, you find that they were online an awful lot.
I think what happens is that people, you know, they don't connect as much with their spouse. I think that people are really kind of branching out and airing all their laundry all over the place. And I think that that causes a lot of tension. And I think that when people are connecting, you know, with the world and whoever their quote unquote followers are, it leads to a position where they don't feel that they need to connect as much with their spouse. And I think that does take place. And, you know, conversations are interrupted. People are constantly looking down at their phones, tweeting, you know, doing everything. And I think it just gives you a feeling of not having the same level of connection that may have existed before this was such a phenomenon.
I guess that could be true with any relationship. If you're just texting even your friend, you could kind of just lose contact.
Mm-hmm. I think it happens, absolutely. And you look at what, you know, kids are constantly communicating this way. And, you know, the big joke that we talk about is social media actually makes people very lonely because they don't connect in the same way that they used to.
You know, you hit the nail on the head, though, the looking at your phone constantly. I'm sitting in a business meeting, and I forgot to turn the ringer off in my phone, and it starts ringing, and I just ignore it, and I say I apologize, and I reach in my pocket and just flip the little switch to turn it off, and he said, don't you want to get that? No, I'm not going to get that in the middle of a meeting. But you go to dinner with somebody and you see two people sitting there and they're both looking at their phones. It's almost compelling to do it.
Yep. No, I think that there's an addiction that people constantly want to be in contact, and you feel like you're missing something if you're not immediately responding. And there are people that have the expectation for an immediate response. So, yeah, I think that that happens all the time.
You know, Jacqueline, you mentioned about kids, of course, being on social media. And a lot of kids know nothing but social media. They don't even use the regular phone that much, and this I would imagine could contribute to not developing great nurturing relationships that could lead into, you know, a marriage. Even if you don't really talk a lot, that's pretty much going to cut off everything that you have in common.
I think that that is something that's happening, and you know, you're hearing about it more and more. And I think as this generation, as you said, is growing up, and this is the way they know to communicate, you know, it's not even full sentences. You know, people are writing, you know, I heart you, as opposed to even talking about it.
Yeah.
So I think that that is definitely what is going to happen. And I think the level of connection is going to be less, or just maybe different. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, what it will mean, but, you know, I do think it's going to probably have a large effect on the way that people enter into relationships going forward.
Family law attorney Jacqueline Newman with us on San Diego's Afternoon News. Thank you, Jacqueline. I appreciate it.